It's Wednesday, March 8th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Two Christian pastors in Vietnam claim they were kidnapped, stripped of their clothes, robbed, and beaten with metal rods by security officers as they tried to meet up with fellow Christians subjected to recent police violence, reports Radio Free Asia. According to Reverend Nguyen Trung Thon, the abductors covered their heads so they could not see where they were being taken. Eventually, they arrived at a secluded wooded area where they were beaten with a metal bar, stripped, and robbed. After the beatings, the abductors left the scene, leaving the pastors to suffer without any medical assistance. Thanks be to God. The pastors were later aided by local residents who discovered the wounded men. Matthew 10:22 says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." A group of Iraqi missionaries recently witnessed the death of a 3-year-old girl when an explosive device set up by the Islamic State detonated, reports Christian Headlines. David Eubank and the Free Burma Rangers, who are serving in western Mosul, attempted to help the girl, but her wounds turned out to be fatal. Despite this horrific event and the danger they are in themselves, the missionaries say they will stay ministering in the area. Sky Barkley, one of the missionaries, said, quote, "If that's what it means to be obedient to God and to glorify Him, then I will lay down my life for that," unquote. China Aid released its 2016 annual persecution report yesterday, detailing a seismic shift in the Chinese government's approach to religious policy, which is expected to lead to further persecution. China continues to persecute individual Christians at a frequency unseen since the Cultural Revolution. Comparing statistics gathered in 2015, China Aid discovered consistent increases across 6 different categories of persecution in 2016. These include number of persecution cases, up 20.2%, number of people detained, up 147.6%, the number of people arrested, up 11%, the number of people sentenced, up 30%, the number of abuse cases, up 42.6%, and the number of people abused, up 69.5%. These new regulations seek to further limit religious activity and indicate a catastrophic potential to place more Christians behind bars in China. President Donald Trump called the bluff of Planned Parenthood, which claims to be most interested in providing comprehensive health care for women. Trump said if they agree to stop doing abortions altogether, he would not only keep its funding, but would increase its taxpayer funding. Planned Parenthood, which makes lots of money killing babies, said no thanks. The Worldview talked to Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life.
Well, I think the Trump administration was rightly trying to explore all possibilities. They know the majority of the country is against abortion. They know that those who elected their administration are expecting them to defund the nation's largest abortion vendor. So they went to them and they offered a simple, you know, solution of, look, you know, if you can continue to receive federal funding as long as you stop performing abortions, committing abortions, and they rejected it.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is mobilizing pastors in Texas to be public advocates of an anti-transgender bathroom bill that would require that people use state-run bathrooms consistent with their biological sex and prevent local governments from enacting their own transgender bathroom ordinances, reports the Christian Post. Considering that pastors played an instrumental role in leading public pushback against a Houston transgender bathroom ordinance, struck down by a referendum in 2015, Patrick is hopeful that conservative Christian leaders can have the same impact in leading the effort to pass Senate Bill 6, which has received pushback from the left and labeled, quote, anti-LGBT, unquote. Patrick said, quote, "Pray for all your legislators to be bold and courageous. Do the right thing. Pray for their protection, and then go out and win this fight for America. Because America is watching Texas. The world depends on a strong America, and America depends on a strong Texas, and a strong Texas depends on our churches and our synagogues. That's what it stands for. Texas values. That's who we are," unquote. In California, A 7-year-old boy upset his school so much for distributing Bible verses during lunchtime that school authorities even resorted to calling on a deputy sheriff to send the boy home to stop him, reports Fox News. The boy's parents, Christina and Jamie Zavala, made it a point to write an encouraging note and leave a Bible verse in the boy's lunch bag every day. Their son loved the verses so much that he read it aloud to all of his friends. It wasn't long before kids asked him for copies of the notes for themselves, and the Zavalas happily obliged. A Facebook user saw something that caught her attention at Wendy's while she ate her double cheeseburger, reports SunnySkies.com. An older gentleman was feeding his wife at a table nearby. She surreptitiously snapped a couple of shots with her camera phone. When he, quote, got up from his seat to throw his food away, I couldn't resist asking how long he and his wife had been married, unquote. She learned he was 96 and his wife is 93, who is suffering from Alzheimer's. Quote, and this was their date night. If they make it till June, they will be celebrating 75 years of marriage, unquote. As she posted the pictures and shared the story on Facebook, she wrote, quote, my whole life I've yearned for a love that strong, unquote. The picture has gotten more than 141,000 likes and nearly 5,000 comments from users touched by the man's love for his wife. Take a look at it for yourself in our transcript at theworldview.com. Hebrews 13:4 says, let marriage be held in honor among all. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The Noah Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noahconference.org. That's noahconference.org.